The players are still at it right now. Day one of the U.S. Open at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. It is a tough course, and it's already living up to its nasty reputation.
Let's get a live update now from Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist and consultant for ABC News. Hiya, Christine.
Hey, Hillary, Sean. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you, and how's the game out there?
Well, it's as you said, you know, this course is cut into a hillside right by the Pacific Ocean, and it is a bear, and it's playing really tough. That said, there's a few names that are have kind of worked their way up to the top of the leaderboard, including one Tiger Woods, who had a good round, one under par. He finished. He's three strokes behind a man named Michael Thompson. And if everyone's saying, who, that is exactly what you should be saying. Who is Michael Thompson? Well, he's in the lead of the U.S. Open at four under par. But he's a relatively unknown player who was came in second in the U.S. amateur on this very course in 2007. So he knows the course well. We don't expect him to stay on top as these other guys are shooting for him. But right now it is a really, really difficult challenge for the U.S. Open.
Now, you mentioned Tiger Woods, and he was playing in a group today with Phil Mickelson and Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson, the Masters champ, the other two guys didn't do all that well, did they?
No, they did not. In fact, Phil Mickelson, when he teed off, his first drive, his tee shot, landed in a tree, never came down. He had to walk all the way back to the tee to re-tee and hit his third shot after the penalty. Phil ended up at 6 over for the day. Bubba Watson, 8 over for the day. So you can see it was a different situation than Tiger, who finished at 1 under. And both of those guys, they're not entirely out of it in the sense of making the cut if things get better tomorrow. But a very poor start for those two high-profile players.
What about defending champ Rory McIlroy? He's really struggled, but he was with a superstar group today. How'd that go?
He is, Helen. They're actually still on the course. This is the 1, 2, and 3, the top three ranked players in the world. Rory right now is 2 over par. Lee Westwood is 4 over. Luke Donald is 4 over. So I think that really shows everyone how tough this course is. The three best players in the world, a collective 10 over par, and they have not even reached the turn. They're basically just on the first nine. So I think that says a lot about the U.S. Open, which is what we expect of the U.S. Open. I think why people are so intrigued by it, because it humbles these great players.
In our final 30 seconds, aside from Thompson leading at this point, any other surprises, something you're keeping your eye on today?
You know, what's interesting is that there are a lot of major winners, Sean, who are right near the top. Graham McDowell, 1 under par. Angel Cabrera is 1 under par. Paul Lawrie, 1 under. David Toms, 1 under. So while we're talking about how tough it is, the cream is already starting to rise in the sense that you've got these guys who've been there before within striking distance of the leader. And again, most of them are still on the course and just playing their first few holes at this point.
All right, Christine, thanks a lot. Have fun.
Okay, thanks very much, guys.
That's Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist and consultant for ABC News.